This is JIS News. Coming up in WC lifts water restrictions, government to expand power of justices of the peace, and JPS arrests 645 persons for electricity theft. The news in detail after the break.
You know, I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Mommy?
I got pregnant when I was 16. I had to drop out of school and I was so ashamed, especially when I saw my friends doing so well and I was at a standstill. Look, I don't regret having you, you know, but I regret getting pregnant early. So don't make the same mistake I made.
I see how hard you're working, Mommy. So I want to make you proud of me.
Remember, sex is a choice you don't have to make right now. Concentrate on your studies.
Talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
Now the news. There has been a temporary lifting of the National Water Commission NWC's prohibition notice implemented in July this year due to severe drought conditions. The notice restricted the use of water supplied by the NWC for irrigation and watering of gardens, lawns and farms, and refilling or supplying of tanks, ponds or swimming pools, and for use other than normal domestic services such as drinking, cooking, washing, bathing and sanitation. Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan, says given the improved inflows at the Mona Reservoir and Hermitage Dam, the notice will be lifted until the coming dry season, just a month away.
The National Water Commission has indeed lifted the restrictions which were previously imposed on a number of our systems, particularly in the corporate area that had been affected. We are also lifting the prohibition notice that had made it illegal to utilize water supplied by the National Water Commission for some non-essential purposes or in excessive quantities.
Meanwhile, Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan, is urging Jamaicans to continue conservation practices due to the uncertainty of rainfall caused by climate change. Mr. Buchanan says while the reservoirs are at 100% capacity, if inflows are not sustained, the commission will be forced to reinstitute supply management methods. He says current supplies must last until the expected rains in the May-June wet period.
Within the context of increasing uncertainty about rainfall patterns, issues relating to climate change and climate variability, the National Water Commission is still urging customers and persons everywhere to conserve on their use of water and advising the public that we will be carefully managing the limited supplies available to us.
Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan. Government is to introduce measures to expand the jurisdiction of Justices of the Peace, JPs. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the move will make it legal for JPs to carry out their duties beyond the borders of their appointed parish.
We're also going to be introducing measures to have JPs be JPs of Jamaica and reduce some of these restrictions because you are limited to your parish.
The JPs will also benefit from additional training to further equip them to carry out their duties, which includes serving as a justice in the Court of Petty Sessions and attending the drug and children's courts. They will also consider applications for bail, attend police stations, explain and sign documents, sit on licensing panels, and give counsel and advice. And the Jamaica Public Service, JPS, is reporting that 645 persons have been arrested for electricity theft since the start of the year. Corporate Communications Officer for JPS, Audrey Williams, says the arrests have included both residential and commercial customers. She says the JPS has also removed 157,952 throw-ups or illegal connections from the network island-wide. Ms. Williams adds that the power company has employed several methods to reduce the illegal usage of electricity, most notably the residential advanced metering infrastructure RAMI computerized system.
We have implemented in a number of communities the residential advanced metering infrastructure, and that's a system that primarily takes away the opportunity to throw up onto our wires. And there are variations of its usage that enable us to detect persons who are stealing right down to the level of even on the street or even to the home itself.
Ms. Williams adds that plans are underway for a more widespread rollout of RAMI in 2016 based on its early successes. That was the GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.